This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hey, we're excited now to call a quick audible because joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, it is the great Stephen Jones. How are you doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. Great being on with you. Hard to beat this Monday when you beat the Giants. Big NFC East win and about as good as it gets.
No doubt, man. What an incredible performance from you guys. Like, when we watched the game, we were obviously impressed by so much, impressed by Dak, impressed by Kellen Moore, and so many things in that game went well for you guys. What is your main takeaway? What are you feeling best about today?
I just think, at the end of the day, the consistency with our offense and moving the ball, showing that we can, do it in multiple ways. And, I thought between Dak and Kellen, they distributed the ball well. They got everybody in the offense involved, used all our weapons. Everybody got to touch the ball. Thought even the play with Mays had a chance to be a big play, and the linebacker kind of worked his way into getting his hand on a ball. But I just thought Kellen did a great job of calling the game, and Dak did a great job of spreading it around. And, I saw one stat, I think, where we were 0-for-6 when Zeke didn't rush for 70 yards. Of course, got out of that in grand fashion, and couldn't have been a better game to do it, to let him kind of get his feet up under him. But we all know what we do with Zeke, and I think it just was a real statement for our offense that in terms of, changing up, what we've been in the past. And but at the same time, knowing we can go back to what we need to do if we have to.
As I watched that game unfold, if I had told you, Stephen, before the game, hey, you guys are going to have 26 passing attempts in the first half, what would you have thought?
I would have thought we were behind. I think that was the great, really special about Kellen is he's taking what they're giving us. And, the Giants have a great run defense. They were great against it last year. They're hard to run the ball against. And, going into the game, Kellen actually had said that to Jerry and myself, is we're going to have to be able to, throw the ball early. And, they kept giving it to us, and they were obviously stacking up there against Zeke. And, it's one game. We know it's just one game, and got a lot of work to do, a long season ahead of us, but it certainly was good to see that we could, do something, when they are stacking it up against Zeke. And, the other thing I really liked is how we came out in the second half. Didn't take anything for granted. Kept throwing the ball around there in the second half and making plays and, put the game away for this year. Obviously, Dak just continues to show how important this game is to him. I think he's just an amazing leader. He's got a satiable appetite to want to be the best. And, everybody's talked about how he's improved in the offseason, and I think that showed up in spades in that game.
So I would imagine you get to work at whatever time you sit down at your desk, say it's 8 o'clock, whatever, you sit down and immediately, is it Stephen, CAA is on line one. Is there immediate reach out from Dak's agent after that performance saying, hey, where are we on our conversation?
Well, those things are always a work in progress, as you know, and our goal is to ultimately get this done. No one deserves it more than Dak, and we'll continue to really work hard to get him, to get him signed. And I know it'll be something he'll be glad to get in the rearview mirror, but at the same time, he understands and knows how important it is that we get a deal that's not only good for him but good for us, so we can keep, the players that were making plays for him yesterday around. As you saw, he had plenty of time. We got a great offensive line. They were all there and ready to play yesterday, and then all the different weapons that he has with the receiving group, adding Cobb, having Zeke, having Pollard, that you have to pay those guys too, and he understands that. It's just a matter of, of striking the right deal that makes sense for both of us.
Okay, Stephen, your dad yesterday after the game said a deal with Dak was imminent. You know your dad pretty well. You're also very involved in these negotiations. How should we read the word imminent there?
You have to ask him. I don't know what, you know, he has different meanings for different words. you know, at the same time, you have to, and he knows this better than anybody. We've got to, you know, obviously Dak's got to be happy with it. And same time, we've got to make a deal that works for both of us. And, you know, Dak's very unselfish and know this thing's going to, you know, work itself out. And I think, you know, in due time, you know, it'll find its way. And I think we'll put this in the rearview mirror, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, and you've already been incredibly gracious. We won't sit here and ask you a million questions about the contract, but it does, it is helpful for media and Cowboy fans just to kind of get a little bit of insight on how these things work. Is it, and this is the last one we'll ask you, but it is as simple as, hey, you know where they stand, they know where you stand, and everyone's just kind of standing still? Or is it, what's the next thing that could happen here in this negotiation?
Yeah, but there's a lot of details to everything, and it doesn't do anyone, obviously, there, the details. So it's just a matter of finding, you know, the things as you move, as you get closer, that are really important to Dak. And obviously, we'll continue to verbalize what's really important. To keep as many of these players as we can on this young football team, and he understands and appreciates that. At the same time, you know, he's got really good representation, and they're also wanting to make sure someone's really looking out for Dak, and they're doing a great job of that. And we'll just continue to progress.
All right, let's stay talking about offense for a moment, Stephen. Obviously, 35 points is huge. Everyone's excited about all that. The question I would ask is, what is it about Kellen Moore and his approach and his game plan that you guys view as a strength?
Well, I just think he's, you know, he's obviously been around football all his life. His dad was a football coach. I think he does a, you know, a great job with the bunches and the formations. But, you know, the biggest thing of all is just marrying our run game to our pass game so that it's very hard to predict when we come to the line of scrimmage, whether we're going to run it, whether we're going to throw it. I think those things are very important. And I think he's done a great job of doing that within a system. As you could see yesterday, he had a lot of motions, a lot of formations, and a lot of times it's the same plays, but I don't necessarily think it's the looks necessarily that other teams have been used to seeing and being able to predict whether we're going to run or throw the ball out of those formations. And I think that's critical, and I think he did an amazing job of that. I think he'll continue to do that.
Do you remember the last time you felt this good about the Dallas Cowboys after the first game?
Well, it's been a while, but we've had, you know, we've had some good starts, but you know, it's been a while since we felt this good about a team. Even before the first game, we've not only got, you know, really, really high-end football players, but we've got a lot of depth. I think it showed yesterday, you know, just with our corners, where Byron was limited on snaps. We didn't want to rush him into the game. And, you know, you got a guy like Jordan Lewis not only playing but stepping up and making big plays. And, you know, that depth's there. Whenever Sean Lee's your third linebacker going in and out, and you got Leighton and Jalen Smith running around making plays, there's just a lot of depth there. And certainly feel good, you know, for the most part on all fronts in terms of, you know, having people who can step up and do their job and make plays for us.
You know, you never want to nitpick, but that's the nature of the sport. You know it. It's the reason so many people are so into this. As you look at it, and Eli's a Hall of Famer, and he throws for 300 yards, and we know Saquon's a beast, and he runs for over 100. Were you overall satisfied with your defensive performance, or were there things that you would really like to see, I don't know, sort of lock it up a little better?
Well, there's no doubt, Chris and Rod, I've already talked to them. You know, they want to improve. It's always great to have games where you win and be impressive, but know that you got a lot to improve upon. But, you know, you got to take your hat off to the Giants. They put together a good offensive football team. They got good receivers. They've got, as you said, a beast of a running back. And Eli Manning's a Hall of Fame-type quarterback who's won two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs, and has had a lot of success against us. I know he ruined our opening day at AT&T Stadium. You know, he finds a way to give us fits. And they just did a great job yesterday. The good news is we were, you know, able to keep their opportunities less than what they could have been. And we'll obviously go to work and get better. But you're not going to see many Saquon Barkleys and Eli Mannings. You know, you don't see a bunch of those. So we'll just continue to work to get better. And I think with our personnel, we certainly are very optimistic that'll happen.
So you guys have drafted really well. Obviously, it's a wonderful problem to have. You have to deal with the contracts that come after that, and then, of course, not having enough chairs and musical chairs. And you guys had some talent over there not able to suit up for this game. And I'm just curious, is it likely, or is it realistically possible that you guys could do some wheeling and dealing in the coming days?
Yeah, we're always looking to make our roster better. So we'll see how that works out, obviously, in this game. This particular game, we wanted to have some guys who have the ability to play multiple positions. Joe Jackson's one of those guys. Taco's, we've been kind of had him in that right end spot, and Joe's been able to play both. And, with Tristan, it's just a great group. Hats off to the group that did dress. But, Tristan's air is up, and he's going to continue to work every day to get better, and he'll be in these games sooner than later.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, if he'd been 100% healthy, I'm assuming Byron Jones would play more. What did you think about his situation yesterday, and when did you guys start sort of ramping up his availability?
Well, last week we ramped him up and really felt like he needed to be on a pitch count. I think he'd be the first to tell you he's a little rusty out there with his technique. And, we wanted to get his feet wet. And obviously, as he gets back to where he feels good about where he is, then, he's going to play more and more and more. So it's just a great, great thing to have when you have that kind of depth, with Jordan Lewis and Anthony Brown and obviously Chidobe and the whole crew. So it's a good problem to have. And I'm sure different times we're going to get plenty of playing time for all of them.
You know, we love having you on the show. We love having Jerry on the show, obviously. You guys are very candid, which I think is awesome for Cowboy fans. You don't shy away from any questions. And every once in a while, Jerry will pick up the phone and call in, even when he's not doing an interview. And he did that recently. And so we kind of asked him about it afterwards. And we noticed there's been a couple times he's picked up the phone and called in, and he quite candidly told us, guys, I don't like if I'm sitting there in my car and I'm listening and I hear you guys talking about my age and how I'm not competitive and I don't have that fire burning. He goes, hell yes, I'm going to pick up the phone and call in. And so I'd love to get your thoughts on that. When Jerry picks up the phone to call in about that, what's your take on that?
Well, he's I don't see it. I don't detect anything. I think his fire's burning hotter, and he's running hotter than I've ever seen him go. And I see none of that there. And I always refer to the story about Bill Parcells. He used to ask me, he goes, when are you going to turn this over to you? And I said, never. And he goes, oh, he's a 10-toe high guy. And I go, what is that? He goes, when one day they roll into the office with the gurney and wheel him out, that's when he'll be done. he has such a passion for this, and his fire burns hotter than ever. And as you well know, the one thing I think that's missing right now that he's ready to check that box again is winning a championship. And he's had so many great things, happen for him with the Cowboys, whether it's AT&T, the Star, the Hall of Fame, all the things that he's done. I still think he'd trade a lot of that for one more Super Bowl, and if not one more, several. But that's certainly at the top of the list.
What's the closest you've ever come to calling in and telling us that we're dumbasses for something that you heard?
Oh, I just think y'all got it right all the time.
Oh, man. You're lying through your teeth right now, Stephen.
We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time, and we look forward to these visits throughout the season. Congrats on an awesome week one.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Y'all have a great week.
All right, you too, brother. There you go, Stephen Jones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.